Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah!
Oh, hell yeah.
We got to play something on Roma Dunze that's going to ingratiate himself to this show's audience.
I'm really into stand-up comedy. Really like Kevin Hart, classic Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, Cat Williams. I just watched one yesterday. Oh, I love Shane Gillis. Yeah, big stand-up comedy guy.
I have come to reclaim Rome for my people!
Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in and talk stand-up comedy with Roma Dunze, who is on the same flight to Detroit with Caleb Williams.
How the hell?
Yeah, it was on a plane from L.A. to Detroit, Tanny. It's happening, boys.
I think they might take Roma Dunze at number one. I would.
Bears. Cole Komet and the Bears.
I think Roma Dunze is going to be a Bear, and he's going to catch passes from Caleb Williams, and it's going to be glorious.
That's not even a real wide receiver room. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, that's not real.
Everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it, but I am telling you right now that is not real.
With Caleb Williams throwing him the ball? And those
well,
guys
we're
just,
not so sure about him yet.
And those guys just going out to stand-up shows and then just averaging, what do you think, 30 a game?
Danny, you saw me at one of the comedy shows. Shane's a big ND fan, you know, a Bears fan as well.
Probably. I love worshiping 22 and 23-year-olds, dude. It's one of my favorite things.
It's the Bears.
I love these children, man.
I get older. They stay the same age.
This is different.
And Williams throws it downfield. It's a touchdown, Odunze!
We want it now!
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Been a hell of a day. Tomorrow, we will be on, hopefully a little bit before now, hopefully around 4:30 after the Cubs game, through whenever the Bears pick their second pick of the first round, so maybe 4:30 to 9, something like that, from Detroit. We will have Shane Reardon at the draft. We will be at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Draft Village. Pat Manley and Dave Wanstead are analysts in studio. Mark Grody at Hallis Hall.
Man, that's coverage.
We're going to be everywhere.
Chris Tannehill right here and on the board along with Robbie Triano.
Yeah, we got everything covered. You're going to hear the selections of the Bears picks live on the air. Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka have put together incredible graphics and the scroll and the highlights and everything that you could possibly need. It's our first ever broadcast on X. We'll be on Twitch, YouTube, The Score, the Odyssey app. You honestly can make us your first screen experience tomorrow night. But if you were second screen, that's fine too. But the video quality and the production quality is going to be top notch. It's going to be an excellent, excellent night.
Yeah, tell a friend. The stuff that's been going on Twitch has been outstanding from Kevin and Connor. And to have that stepped up for the draft is just going to be absolutely great. And we'll have everything ready to go. Sound on the potential picks, guests if needed on the potential picks, your calls, your thoughts, our thoughts, breaking it down and figuring out in real time exactly how this is all going to go down. With Wani and Manley, this is going to be awesome. I've never been to a draft, man.
I haven't either.
It's absolutely a new one that I didn't necessarily even have on the list of things that, oh my God, but now as we've been like getting ready for it and talking about it, it's going to be super cool. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
I can't wait. It's going to be spectacular. And they will be drafting Caleb Williams, number one overall. Everybody knows this. It has been telegraphed for months at this point, depending on when you got on board with it or not.
It's that guy Williams.
It is that guy Williams. But there's been a lot of noise. There's been a lot of criticism. There's been a lot of weird things said. But this on Pablo Torre's podcast, Pablo Torre finds out, this might be the weirdest sourced criticism of Caleb Williams to date.
What did the scout tell you that you can report?
I hated it. He would scare the
out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing? That was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the out of a lot of NFL teams, too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
All right, wait a minute. And who is this voice? And who? That's a scout or a former scout? And then at the end, he quotes the GM on the Prince thing. But I need to figure out what the hell I'm listening to here. Is that just some Jamoke looking for a take at this point? Who's bothered by emotion?
He's a former scout.
So he's a former Jamoke.
He's a former scout.
Okay. So current Jamoke, former scout.
Yeah. Longtime sports writer David Fleming appeared on Pablo Torre's podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out, okay, and gave quotes from two anonymous NFL sources questioning if Williams was too emotional. One general manager compared him to Prince.
Wow.
One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
See, now, that would be kind of awesome. Like, if the blouse, if the game blouse,
yes, game blouses,
is popping out of the shirt.
You know what we're going to call this? The shirts against the blouse.
And here's the thing. That is one of the greatest musicians who has ever graced the planet, who did a pretty remarkable job at building a really long, incredible career.
Yeah, but he couldn't see over the offensive line.
It's true.
No shot. What's he like? 5'3"?
Less. I think.
Yeah, he was a short guy.
Yeah, very, very short guy. Shorter than Doug Flutie. Absolutely. Shorter than Bryce Young.
All right, so 5'3" still in play.
Yeah.
but my understanding of Prince, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. Looking forward to this.
We're all listening as intently as we have been all day today.
Who wants first dibs at correcting him if he's wrong? Anybody? Ray? Ray's still here.
Universally regarded as great and brilliant?
Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Spies wanted to say no bad.
I really did. I really did. I was looking forward to it.
What a silly. Like,
can't really play rock guitar. Wait a minute. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Not a good songwriter even on piano. Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I mean, here's a criticism of your quarterback. He's like one of the most talented and singularly unique musicians in the history of ever.
Who had a lot of emotion and was slightly withdrawn. I shouldn't say slightly. He was sometimes very withdrawn. How would you feel if Caleb, for his first start, you know, decided he wasn't ready and made the crowd wait for about 4 to 6 hours? How would you feel about that? Maybe not great.
That'd be a penalty, but maybe just one.
Depends how good the game was when he came out. You know?
One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
Oh no, no!
I know. Baby, you're just like my mother.
Uh huh.
She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
Caleb Williams jumping up and laying in the arms of family there.
I want to go home and cuddle with my dog and watch some shows. I don't know what you know, we lost the game.
And then another album of killer bangers every single year. A little bit dirty, a little sloppy at the beginning, but then incredibly refined, brilliant multi-instrumentalist writing iconic songs. I'll take it.
I would take it too.
I'm in.
Although if he threw the ball up into the air, I would want it to come back down, unlike Prince's guitar at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Wasn't that a thing? He threw his guitar and yes. It was like, where did it go?
Mm-hmm.
It levitated.
They had it on the fishing wire.
Oh, no. It was magic. He made the guitar float away.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Where's his guitar? We don't know.
What was wild was that the guy who looked the most like a was getting all the women.
Lips are pink. Your girl love him.
Yeah, I mean,
there we go.
Legendary. If we're measuring by that standard, like... Maybe even more legendary than the music, frankly.
First ballot.
Oh, yeah. Insane. Just picture.
I'll sign up for it. I'll say it right now. I want Caleb Williams to be as good of a quarterback as Prince is a musician.
Last time the Bears were in the Super Bowl, Prince was the dominant story of that Super Bowl in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
So why not? You go ahead and take that.
Sure.
Absolutely. You sign up for that every time.
You never judge a book by its cover. This cat can ball, man.
Williams steps into his throw. Touchdown.
Yeah. This is just getting me more excited.
Bears fans are going to go crazy, man. I like the idea from a texter, a symbol instead of a number, changing the game. Because Prince, he didn't want the record deal. He wanted to get out of the record deal. So the only way he could really do it was to publish songs by a symbol rather than his actual name.
Yeah.
So, you know, busting down the parameters of the music industry, kind of like Caleb wants to. I mean, what is that GM afraid of? An emotional quarterback?
I don't know.
An emotional modern.
A guy who likes fashion?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Guy who might be comfortable with whatever.
I don't know. I don't want to validate it. I just want to laugh at it and let Tanny do his thing.
Yeah, it's probably better.
Damn you. Challenge Prince to a game of ball one-on-one. Challenge him. All right? And make sure your people is there to see the game. Because you might get embarrassed. Trust me.
Oh, hell yeah. I hope that Caleb Williams' eventual mansion, wherever it is here in Chicagoland, becomes worthy of its own tour.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Paisley Park in Minneapolis. Just an absolutely outstanding visit.
Isn't there a story about Prince rented like Carlos Boozer's mansion?
Carlos Boozer, yes.
And when Carlos Boozer moved back into his own house,
he was not pleased.
All the rugs were purple. Like he changed the house.
I believe he spray painted the walls.
He changed the house.
He princified the house.
When he was renting Carlos Boozer's house.
Are you okay with the princification of Soldier Field? You know?
Bow your head, please.
The Calebification.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Of Soldier Field.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
By the way, that's why they can't dilly-dally here. They should just do this thing with their own damn money in Arlington Heights where you own the land. Get Caleb in a dome as soon as possible.
Keep him safe?
Yeah, just, I mean, I assume that he's even better in a dome, most quarterbacks are, than he is outside.
I don't know.
I think he's weatherproof.
I think he's weatherproof, my friend.
You're going to have DJ Moore and Roma Dunze, Caleb Williams. I'd like him to be on some turf where they can fly.
Are you kidding me? Caleb Williams dancing, cutting, mesmerizing run by the quarterback. Finally dragged down at the 20.
Game. Blouses.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bring it.
He would be dancing, wouldn't he? That's what you guys want, a quarterback who dances.
I do.
Hey,
after
I'm
scoring
fine.
30 a game.
Just like our guy Not Thug Buffon said the other day, he can paint his nails any color he wants as long as he paints the town red when he wins. That's what matters.
Oh, God. So good.
I'd be down for it.
After it was all over.
How'd you have?
He took us in the house to serve his pancakes.
Victory pancakes.
The sketch is over at this point, and the post-game pancakes. I don't want to move on to the Bellinger news until Tanny is done reliving one of the greatest sketches of all time.
That was it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. Don't apologize. It's beautiful. It's incredible.
Yeah.
We're all here for it. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Caleb Williams is Prince. More of the story. We're here.
Absolutely.
So Council announces on the show that CT scan reveals multiple broken ribs, no timeline, but IL, Cody Bellinger out, PCA is up. I got to say, Cubs lineup, it's not as intimidating. Nico is leading off.
Which is interesting because it's against a righty, this kid, Spencer Allegretti. And so, but Nico, the righty, stays up at leadoff and Ian Happ hits third.
Yeah, and so Mike Talkman
on fire these days.
Yeah, he's two homers yesterday. So Nico, Talkman, Happ, Bush, Morel, Swanson, Mervis, Gomes, Canario.
Oh man.
Yeah, not
Matt Mervis gets a start. Here we go.
At DH. Yeah, man. They are, but he was very direct with us in the questioning, like Mervis and PCA are here because of injury.
Yeah. Well, he said, you know, because he talked about it in the spring, and then he talked about it more with us at 2:30 and got specific. I think it takes 50 or 60 players to make a team. When PCA gets into a game, and as you mentioned, he's not in that lineup tonight. Well, when PCA gets into a game, he will be, I believe, the 36th Cub to hit the stat sheet this year. So
it's a big number for this early in the season.
That's a big number for this early in the season.
Craig said, what, 50 to 60 to get through a year?
50 to 60 to get through a year. This is aggressive. I mean, obviously, Hayden Wesneski is back, and he'll be a bulk guy. We have no idea what the role is for Ben Brown right now. Wesneski could end up back in the rotation. Some good conversation. Use the rewind feature and go back and listen to Craig if you missed it about who the closer might be, how they're going to deal with that, because Ben Brown would make some sense, but Hector Neris has done it before. The changeup as the out pitch can scare you a little bit, as well as Hector Neris's performance. I wonder if there's somebody else lurking on this roster who's got closer profiles.
Ben Brown.
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious guy. That's the obvious guy with the stuff when he just rears back and delivers.
Ben Brown looks to me, I was going to ask Craig about it, but we got so much news at the top of it that it just kind of got pushed down my list, and we've got so much time, and they're clearly not going to do that tomorrow with him. But that is on my list of questions of, because you don't have to be a closer forever, but the stuff is clearly there that if they get a healthy starting rotation, they get Steele, if Wicks stays good, all of that. If Hendricks especially comes back and is a part of this thing,
yeah,
that's where he's going to have a role.
Hey, man, watching Ben Brown reminds me of watching Michael Kopech a few years ago when the Sox were trying to figure
out. Not this version of Michael Kopech who's trying to get six out saves.
But any number of young, powerful arms that you're like, all right, what's my best use for this person? You know, and I'm real interested to know what Craig thinks are the factors that makes you look at somebody and say, that's a bullpen piece, that's a starter. I mean, it's obviously contingent on what you have on your roster and how you want to use guys, but like, it's interesting. I mean, Ben Brown seems to not have any fear of the big leagues. That's a good sign. Seems to not
have... It's a good
start. That's a very good start. And he certainly has the stuff for an intense and shorter stint out of the bullpen, and maybe he's... I mean, I don't know. Who gets a save chance tonight if they have one? After
Neris?
An off day. Could be Ben Brown. Could be Ben Brown. Could
well,
be
then
Neris.
I'll regret not asking the question if they go to him that quickly. I guess we could have asked him, like, who gets it tonight.
Yeah,
but
thought about it when I asked about Adbert.
Well, because he has, I mean, as we're getting to know him, like, in terms of, like, I've known him for a long time, as people know, but, like, in this interviewing set, he did not do regular talk show appearances in Milwaukee. He is very much a guy who's not going to give you more than you ask, but he also appears to be a guy who is going to answer what you ask.
Just a factual question. What's the word on Bellinger? And he told us, and then who's coming up? And here's PCA.
Yeah, so we could probably... Who gets the ball in a save situation tonight? You know
might,
what I mean?
Might get that answer.
I'm saying we should keep pushing the limits on like the specifics of what he's willing to reveal in this spot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We will let you hear some Kyle Hendricks before we're out of here as we go into Cubs baseball. I know you had a very special experience that you want to share over the weekend. Are we calling this an iconic photo?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think it's right up there, and I want to know what your guys' version of it would be.
All right. That's excellent. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.